if it was in the middle of the winter and I came in your house and opened the door and didn't shut it, you might tell me to
close the door.
Okay, or what else?
Shut the door.
Okay. What would you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
Like this here.
Yep.
In this country, we call it weather board.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything else for that?
Siding.
Okay. And when I get in my car, I'm doing what? I'm going down the road. Or if I wanted to get somewhere, I'd say I'll have to get in the car and there.
Leave it?
Okay, if I take a hammer and get a nail and start hitting it, what am I doing to it? I'm
driving the
nail. Okay, and today you a nail in. You drive a nail in, but yesterday you a nail in. Today you drive, but yesterday.
Drive, drove, down.
Okay.
Drove.
And many times you have.
Driven.
Okay. And the structure on the, well, on in that house over there, the metal stuff on the top, what is it covering?
What's it covering?
Or what do you call the structure over the house that keeps the rain from coming in?
Roof.
Okay. And when you have, say, a house with several windows on the second story and the roof, two parts of the roof come down like this, what do you call the point for these two come together? You ever heard the term, say, valley? Or,
valley, good.
Well, then, what part is that? Just right here? Is it used any other way?
A valley in the house?
Is that, is the term used for any other place where things come together as on a house?
No, I've never heard it. Here's I have on my house where they come to a point down here in the water. We call it a valley.
I see. What do you call a little building that's used for storing wood or tools?
Tool house.
Okay. And what you live in as a
dwelling house.
Okay. If you had more than one, you'd grow two. I don't have just one.
Two dwellings?
Okay. Are two the thing you live in?
Two houses.
Okay. And what do you call the building? Say behind a farmhouse where hay is stored. The building you store for is
crib.
And what do you call a building
you
store grain in?
Grain room.
Okay. The upper part of a barn is called, I guess you usually store
a loam.
Okay. Sometimes you have a stack. You've got some that you keep it in. It's got four sliding rooms.